Chapter 5. The ordeal of the working day had been nightmarish enough, from being stranded without donuts in the morning, all the way through the terrifying encounter with what was left of Sergeant Doakes, vocally enhanced version. Even so, none of this prepared me for the shock of arriving home. I'd been hoping for the warm and fuzzy glow of a good meal and some downtime with Cody and Aster, perhaps a game of kick the can out in the yard before dinner. But as I pulled up and parked at Rita's house, now my house, too, which took some getting used to, I was surprised to see the two small and tousled heads sitting in the front yard and apparently waiting for me. Since I knew full well that SpongeBob was on TV right now, I couldn't imagine what would make them sit out here, instead of in front of the TV. So it was with a growing sense of alarm that I climbed out of my car and approached them. "Greetings, citizens," I said. They stared at me with a matched set of mournful looks, but said nothing. That was to be expected from Cody, who never spoke more than four words at a time. But for Aster, it was alarming, since she had inherited her mother's talent for circular breathing, which allowed them both to talk without pausing for air, and to see her sit there without speaking was almost unprecedented. So I switched languages and tried again. "What up, yo?" I asked them. "Poop van," said Cody. Or, at any rate, that's what I thought I heard. But since none of my training had prepared me to respond to anything remotely like that, I looked over at Aster, hoping for some hint about how I should react. "Mom said we get to have pizza, but it's the poop van for you. And we didn't want you to go away, so we came out here to warn you. You're not going away, are you, Dexter?" It was a small relief to know that I had heard Cody right, even though that now meant that I really was dealing with trying to make sense of poop van. Had Rita really said that? Did it mean that I had done something very bad that I didn't know about? That didn't seem fair. I like to remember and enjoy it when I do something bad. And one day after the honeymoon, wasn't that just a little abrupt? "As far as I know, I'm not going anywhere," I said. "Are you sure that's what your mom said?" They nodded in unison and Aster said, "Uh-huh. She said you'd be surprised." "She was right," I said, and it really didn't seem fair. I was totally at a loss. "Come on," I said. "We'll go tell her I'm not going." They each took one of my hands, and we went inside.